It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And Seven Feathers getting ready for a big, big thing happening, Light the Sky. We're going to talk about that with Harold Phillips in studio. Lindsay Campman is on the phone. Harold, we're going to start out with you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everybody.
So a big deal. It sounds like you guys are really, really pushing hard on this.
We are. It's going to be spectacular. Yeah, Seven Feathers Casino Resort is inviting community to celebrate the start of the holiday season with our Light the Sky holiday event. It's going to be this Friday, November 28th, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's a free family event that'll take place near the casino entrance. We'll have over 1.5 million outdoor lights plus holiday decor inside.
Wait a minute,
as well.
1.5 million.
I counted every one.
Yeah, right. That's incredible. Have you guys
it's insane.
Have you ever done anything of this magnitude?
No, this is actually the beginning of what we want to do every year is really just create a really awesome atmosphere. Christmas lights and just an experience down Seven Feathers.
So, Lindsay, tell me a little bit about what led to doing this.
Sure. So, obviously, Seven Feathers Casino Resort is the gaming operation of the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. So, we are the tribe right here in Douglas County that everybody knows and loves. And, you know, what's really important to the Cow Creek Umpqua leadership is it's always been family, right? I mean, this is something that is so woven into this area and is so important to everybody who lives here. And so why not have just a big celebration where families from everywhere can come, check out Christmas holiday lights, get to see Santa, and just really have a really great experience to go ahead and kick off the holiday season. I mean, it's warm, it's family oriented, it's just going to be great. And so this was something that was just very, very important for the tribe to say, yes, we are going to absolutely invest in this. Let's make Seven Feathers Casino Resort a holiday family destination.
Now, you have the event on Friday, but once the lights go up, how long are they staying on?
So I think probably the Harold, correct me if I'm wrong, those lights are going to be staying on throughout probably New Year's. That's usually how the really fantastic facilities team who works at Seven Feathers Casino Resort, they work so hard to go ahead and put those up. I mean, they are working for weeks ahead of Christmas, and then it's another several-week process to take it all down. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be through New Year's, right, Harold?
Correct, yeah.
So through New Year's, so that means anytime, not just a short-term event, but a long-term event, and that's got to be, just for people even driving by, that's going to be incredible.
Yes, you'll see the glow from Roseburg, for sure.
Oh, I don't know if it'll quite make it to Roseburg, but it'll sure light up South County.
Yeah, we'll get a call from NASA, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of logistics. I mean, you and I have both worked different events all for years, and you had to probably go in and wire things and create a whole lot of things to make all this work. It's not just a matter of, plugging it into one switch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the company that we are working with on top of, as well as with our awesome facility staff, they've been working since the end of August doing this. And they've got a massive crew trying to get this done in time, which they will end this week. Actually, when Carla King, who is the tribal chair, when she turns the switch, there's actually 22 people that got to coordinate to switch breakers for all the lights to come on simultaneously.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
That's going to be absolutely crazy. Now, when you do that, so is that going to be right at 4 o'clock Friday?
No, that'll be 5 o'clock. So 4 o'clock, we start with the tribal youth carolers, and then we'll have a blessing with Jesse Jackson doing the tribal blessing. Then we'll have an appearance from Santa Claus. And then Carla at 5 o'clock will flip the switch and all the lights come on. And Santa will go inside where all the kids can go visit him and people can experience the Cow Creek Marketplace where we have our bakery goods out there and awesome decorations inside, awesome decorations.
Now, Lindsay, you've got to be pretty excited to see this happen.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I've lived in Douglas County now for over a decade. I worked at Seven Feathers Casino Resort for a long time. I've been a part of the Cow Creek Umpqua family for a very long time. This is something that we have talked about for years now, Harold, right? I mean, Harold and I have worked together right. for a while, and we have always wanted to have just a big Christmas extravaganza, something that just makes somebody, when they're driving past on I-5, say, what in the world is going on there? I got to get off and I got to go see all these Christmas lights because it's so dazzling just in the middle of Canyonville, right? So we think that this is going to be the start of a really long tradition, a really long family-oriented event that everybody can look forward to. I mean, getting to go and see Santa Claus, you know, I believe every Sunday Santa Claus is going to be making an appearance at Seven Feathers Casino Resort, and the kids can come and see him, get to talk to him, ask him what, or tell him what they want for Christmas, all the really good things that give you all the warm fuzzies. And this is something that we've talked about for a long time. We're really, really excited to see it come to fruition finally.
All right. So, Harold, what do people need to know on Friday? I mean, you want to probably get there as early as you can, right?
Yeah, we do. Definitely, you want to find a good parking spot and get to the entry of the casino where that sort of the activities will begin and start. And we've got a lot going on. We have a live remote happening there. We've got some vendors out there selling some awesome Christmas gifts that people can purchase. And not only is it going to be just the casino, but all of the 99 attractions, Seven Feathers Truck and Travel, Seven Feathers RV Resort, Creekside Hotel, the whole Exit 99 is going to be lit up.
All right. Sounds absolutely incredible. Lindsay, anything else people ought to know?
No, I would just say that, you know, don't be scared to drive down. There's lots of parking. We have an excellent security team who's going to be able to direct everybody where they need to go. There's lots and lots of room down at Exit 99. So, you know, no reason to miss this. Get done with your holiday shopping on Friday. We know it's Black Friday, but then come down, watch Chairman Keen, flip that switch and turn on all those just lights that are just going to be so beautiful out there in Canyonville.
All right, Lindsay Kamen and Harold Phillips from Seven Feathers. Looks like it'll be a fun time Friday. Thanks for coming in.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. 8:40 at the Morning Report.